Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Potted Together podcast. I am the hostess with the mostest, Adam, and I am joined by my two non-mostest hostesses, Becca and Nicole.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, is that too mean? Just kidding. You know I love you both.
We don't have the most.
You do.
We have the mostest, actually.
How are you guys today?
I'm okay.
Ooh, I'm feeling really chipper because it's sunny.
It's sunny. Becca's not used to gray days in the Midwest.
That's right. We had a conversation last night about how I need to buy some lamps, how I need to get some vitamin D supplements, and do the works, really. Make it, like, trick myself into thinking that I'm not living in a cloud 24/7.
Yeah.
Becca, the photo you posted of you on the lawnmower was, it's maybe my favorite thing ever.
Oh, like, yes.
The outfit, the face, the confidence. I love it all.
The braid. It's perfect.
The braid, the concentration, really. I was really like, we wanted to take out the lawnmower, as we spoke about in the last episode, the 61-inch deck. We've really taken it for a ride. We took it around the entire perimeter.
The entire perimeter? Wow.
We took it around the back perimeter of our property because we have 7 acres. Daniel would say 7.1 acres. Gotta add the 0.1. But anyway, we took it around that back field because he wants to run. Daniel's a runner, so he wanted to have like a running track. So also it's just easier for us to get to the back if we had a path because it's really overgrown, which I love because like deer go back there and like a bunch. It's like an animal reserve basically. But we wanted to do the path, and so he was out in the front, like, clearing things, and then I was just, like, driving it really slowly, and it was great. This makes me so sad. We mowed over so many trees, though, like, baby trees. Yeah.
Oh.
Because they're just in the way, and I was like, man, I wish that I brought my shovel so that I could have moved them, but I don't know if that would have even worked.
Yeah.
I mean,
they were so
They're going to germinate like that crazy, you know, regardless. If you have the maple, isn't that the helicopter seeds? Is that maple?
I think
that has,
so.
Like, the helicopters?
You know the helicopters with the seeds in them? She's like, helicopters, what
the
hell
are you talking
about?
Oh my gosh, Becca's going to experience so many things. There's these one trees that have these like seeds that almost look like, I would say, like a comma.
Yeah.
So there's a seed in the bottom and they have like a leaf and you throw them up in the air and they twirl down like helicopters.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Like the propellers on a helicopter.
Yeah.
That is incredible. Yeah, so we did that. And then we mowed around the barn because we have a little barn. It was so cool. I love using that lawnmower. It was so much fun. I was like, I am in power now.
You looked like a bad bitch. Can I just say that?
In my brown fit. Do you like my brown fit?
Yes.
Oh, we're going to have to get you some, like, linen or flannel-lined jeans for this coming winter.
Yes. Yeah. I'm realizing.
And some thick old socks and some big old boots.
Yeah. I'm realizing that I am ill-equipped for the weather. It was cold the last couple of days, and I literally was like, I have heavy coats and I have tank tops, and that's it. I don't have anything in between because that's, like, all you need in Tucson. Like, you have a heavy coat, and that's, you use it a few times a year. I've had the same coat since 2010. That's 10 years.
Wow.
It looks like I bought it yesterday because I never used it, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's good for me that I've had it for so long, but it's just crazy. Like, I stress bought a bunch of patterns for, like, long sleeve shirts and stuff. and I'm going to make a bunch of stuff. I need to go get the fabric. But I was like, I have nothing. I need to like, what is it? Like factory style, make a bunch of long sleeve shirts for myself because I just don't have anything.
Yeah. Or just like woolly sweaters or something like that.
Oh my gosh. I love wool. I love wool so much. So much so that I considered getting sheep and spinning my own wool.
Oh.
And then I found out how long that takes and I was like, better not.
But how amazing does that dream sound?
I could.
Do you guys have a fireplace?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, nice.
It's a wood burning fireplace.
Now I want to see you in your brown fit shaving a sheep. Like, I feel like that needs to be a thing.
Maybe I'm a homesteader.
Yeah, maybe I will get sheep. I mean, we talked about getting goats. We definitely want to get chickens. I personally want to get sheep because I love them, but it's a lot of work and I have two jobs. Yeah. So
goats would be nice to maintain the yard or the field, you know.
That's exactly what my father-in-law said. He's like, if you throw some goats out there, your property's gonna look like a park. And I was like,
get yourself a horse. Horses are so expensive though.
I was in Illinois.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, go ahead.
I need to see a man about a horse.
Wait, Nicole, did you think I said horse or I said goat?
I did. I just threw it out there. I said, or you could get a horse, but they're expensive.
I thought I said horse on accident. Okay, sorry, Adam. Please go.
No, there was this, when I lived in Illinois, when I drove to work in Bloomington, there was a small town that I had to drive through, and they always put goats in like this one field that was right by the road. And the fencing for that field was like, it was a wire fence, but it was like with the squares. So like, it wasn't as small as chain link. Obviously, it was bigger, but it had the squares. Well, one goat would always stick his head and his horns through the fence to get the grass on the other side, but he couldn't ever come back through because of the horns. They kind of curve. Oh. So they started just like wiring a 2x4 board onto the head of the goat. And his horns, so he couldn't go through the fence. And honestly, it was one of my favorite things to see every morning when I drove through.
But I mean, like, why not just get a new fence?
2x4s cost like $2. New fence.
True. Yeah.
Thousands.
So he just had it like wired around both horns.
Oh, that poor thing. Oh my gosh. That's hilarious.
Goats are the best. I love goats.
They're so fun. Funny. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So that's what's new with me. Really nothing new. I'm still in the process of painting my cabinets, which should have been done a week ago, but it's not because life. But
DIY. The life of DIY.
That DIY life. But what about you guys?
So this week was a total dumpster fire. Well, not total dumpster fire. Let me clarify. I'm a photographer. Hi, that's me. And a lot of my sessions are outside, and it's the middle to end of October right now. And while October is beautiful, it's fall, everybody wants their family sessions outside. I might have talked about this last week, but anyway, it's been the same kind of week. Like, I've gotten rained out for 80% of my sessions. I think I've done two sessions. Literally, and I had like 10 scheduled, and I just canceled my date today. I had to cancel tomorrow. It's just been nonstop rain. So, and I'm going to Arizona next Thursday, so I'm so excited. But like, kind of sucks too because I'm trying to fit these sessions in before I leave, and I'm running out of days and hours in the day. So I don't know. I was able to reschedule for next week, but it looks like it's going to rain next week too. So it's just like, whatever happens, happens. Like, if I have to do them when I get back, that's what it is, you know?
Yeah.
But that's pretty much been my week. I've been like on the phone rescheduling. Yesterday, I think I spent half the day talking to like four families back and forth. And it's just such a headache.
Yeah. Everybody wants those fall colors for those Christmas cards.
I know. And I posted on my business page at The Still Life Photos, if you guys want to go follow it, on Instagram, I posted like six different pictures from sessions, and like, just looking back at it, like all the colors are so, so pretty. Like, I get why people want to have fall sessions. They're just so pretty. Speaking of, Becca, you got a you got to take your pictures and I'll edit them.
Yes, I was just about to say we really need to get out there. Maybe today because it's sunny.
Yeah.
And you have makeup on.
Yeah, and I have makeup on already. The moment we got on the phone.
You got your filming face.
Yeah, Adam goes, oh, look at you. You got your filming face on. And I was like, screw you. yes, I need to take those. And then if you're still down, I'd love a Nicole edit. The still life edit.
Yeah, I'll for
oh my
sure
gosh. We'll see what I can come up with. If they're really bad, we'll talk about it personally.
It won't be that bad.
Adam, what's up?
How's your week?
You know, it's been a week. Yesterday, I didn't tell either of you this because this was like happening last night, but like Cuddy, my dog, was just like nonstop throwing up. And like to a point where I was just like, what more do you have inside of you? And you know, he can't walk on his own. So it was just like it was just a mess. So I'm like pulling paper towels off and just like holding him underneath him. It was just very stressful. Steve made him some white rice and chicken. Mm-hmm. Because he just was like, it was all night he was throwing up. But he ate that and then he promptly fell asleep and he seems a lot better this morning. But it's just, you know, I think my time with him is short and it's really hard to think about. And I don't want to be like a sad boy on this podcast, but.
But that's so difficult.
Yeah. So he's better now today. I just, you know, I go through these periods of struggling with feeling like I'm selfish, like that I'm keeping him around for me. But I don't think that's the case because I think as pet owners, we all know like when time is up.
Yeah.
And he's still eating and he's still happy to play. Last night was like a situation that was so weird because he doesn't get around. So I don't know what he got into or what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just watching him a little bit today. But I think as pet owners, we know. And like, I just don't feel like, you know, it's that time yet. But
yeah. And I mean, like you said, he's eating. Like, that's the number one sign. Like, if he wasn't eating or, you know, obviously throwing up's not good, but he could have easily just had like a bug or something, or he could have gotten, like you said, gotten into something or something didn't agree with him or whatever.
Yeah. But I blame Patches. It was probably Patches. She probably like slipped him something.
She's like, this is my house. Okay.
He was, when I was there, like he was playing with Leo and they were having so much fun. Like
He tries hard. You know, he tries to play. I mean, he plays like tug of war with me all the time kind of situation. Mm-hmm. So it was just like a weird night and then I was just very stressed about it. And then, you know, it just makes your mind start turning. And then I got like real sad about everything. But again, this morning he's a lot better and I took him out to the bathroom and he was fine and he drank some water. So, but as soon as he smelled that rice and chicken, he knew. Cause I used to feed that to him when he was younger, he's got a sensitive stomach, and so sometimes he would like eat things that just were bad, like
he's
diarrhea
a pit bull,
wise.
Right?
Yeah.
So we have two pit bulls, and they're very sensitive too. Like we have to be careful with what we give them too. But rice is good because it like binds them, so it kind of like helps with like nausea and stuff. You know, another good thing if he experiences any other sickness is like raw pumpkin puree is supposed to be very good for their stomach too. So we keep a couple cans of that on hand just in case because Jazzy's so sensitive, but I'm glad that he's better.
Yeah, me too. Funny story about pumpkin puree is I made this like really awesome dessert one time for my work food day and it called for pumpkin spice puree and I just used pumpkin and it was the worst tasting thing I've ever eaten in my entire life.
Did you bring it to the event?
Yeah. And then I was like, something's not, because I didn't taste it before, but then when I had a piece at work and I was like, oh.
I would have, my pride would have stopped me. I would have stopped at like the grocery store and picked something.
Yeah.
So whoopsies. That's why you don't cook.
Yeah.
Tried.
But also this week, I finished Bly Manor, which no spoilers, but I also don't know how I feel about it.
Oh, you did finish it. Okay. So I'm curious to know. You don't think you liked it?
I'm still confused. I like, granted, Well, no, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things you could spoil.
Oh my gosh.
I liked it. We watched Hill House after... Well, I watched Hill House twice before I watched Bly Manor. And we watched Hill House again after we finished Bly Manor with Mia because Mia didn't see it. And Mia was like, honestly, I think I like Bly Manor better. But it's like a lot of the same characters are in them, but it's a totally different story. And I feel like you develop these relationships with these characters or these like connections with the characters. And then it's hard to picture them in another role like so soon after that. But I liked Hill House more.
Yeah, me too.
It was scarier. I'm a scarier kind of girl.
So yeah, that was my excitement for the week.
That was... Mm. You had a lot of excitement.
Yeah. So let's get into today's topic. We're just going to have a plant chat. You know, we are, I don't know, going to talk about all things our plants, what we've learned maybe. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
We wanted to just do a plant update just to talk about our plants. Nothing too structured and rigid, but just to chat. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe we should start with Becca because your plants just had a journey.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
And they're kind of going through it right now. Some of them are really going through it. And namely my cactus are mostly unwell. Also, Adam, I cannot stop looking at this gray streak in your hair. It looks so cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I hope that I have that. When the time comes, I hope to God that he blesses me with this.
It's the one gray streak.
I love it. It looks so good.
You know, okay, so back to the gray streak. When I was younger, I watched one of the Friday the 13th movies where the girl got like really scared and then she developed a gray streak in her hair.
I don't know.
Do
that
you
one.
Remember that, Nicole? Maybe it was like the tooth. I don't know. But yeah, and so like when I was younger, I was like, that happens, and now I have a gray, it's like a solid gray streak. Yeah. Like, I have grays everywhere else too, but like there's like just a chunk of gray.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like handsome. It's very becoming. You look great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, calm down, Becca.
Not to make you uncomfortable. Listen.
Let's talk about your plants.
Oh, calm your tits.
God. You make me sound like
wrong
such
team.
A creep.
Wrong
Shut up! Team. I'm married. I can't say that you're handsome. Nicole's beautiful. No, okay.
You can.
You're handsome. Nicole's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
And you're welcome.
Wait, did you guys see my shirt, though? Can you see that?
I thought that said nudes at the bottom.
Yeah, it's fucking vibes.
And I'm wearing it, and I'm unpotting all of my LECA plants, and in the video that I'm filming right now, all you see is just fucking vibes through the whole video, and I was like, someone's going to get offended by this and click out, but oh well.
That is
Yeah, you're
going so
to have to, you're gonna have to pixelate it, and then it'll just look like you're sitting there with, like, no shirt on.
You're pixelating your boobs or something, like, ooh. Anyway, let me talk about my plants, please.
Oh, I miss you guys so much.
I miss you guys. Oh, it's torturous being away. So
let's get into your plants.
They're doing okay. So I've posted a few YouTube videos to this point about how they're doing and stuff. So if you are wanting visuals, go look at my YouTube channel. Not to self-plug, but that would be helpful as well. I made some videos about how to move with houseplants and all that kind of stuff. But also, we've had a significant amount of leaf loss, but not so much that it, like, my plants look bare or it was, like, on really any of the plants that I care about a lot. Like, all my Monsteras still have all their leaves. My Monstera Deliciosa is, like, Thai Constellation, and the Albo and the green ones are probably like my most prized plants, and they're all fine. All my Anthurium are fine. It's really my cactus that have struggled the most, and like one of them got this weird rot that like turned it black and it got really soft, and it just like died from the inside out, and I feel like that might have been due to cold, or I don't know what it was, but it was like one of those big like totem pole Sunita cacti, mm-hmm. which I'm bummed about because I love them, but I'll just get another one. It's okay. So anyway, that happened. And then a lot of my euphorbia did not make it. My small euphorbia did not do super well. My huge euphorbia is living its best life. It's super established. I think it would take a lot for that one to like have any sort of bad things.
The white ghost?
Yeah, my white ghost. You know, the one that's like okay. 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
Like when mm-hmm. plants are bigger and more established, they are just so much more hardy, I think. Like,
oh, yeah. They've seen some shit.
Yeah. Truly, especially under my care. When I've had them for a long time too, they're just like, I have some plants that I just know I will probably never kill. Just, well, okay, knock on wood. But, you know, like there are just some plants that I know are good for a very long time. And then there's more that I'm like iffy about. And those plants that I was kind of iffy about had their moments. We lost some leaves, but everyone's okay. What else? I'm starting to put together my sunroom, which is fun. I'm hanging
That's
plants.
That's exciting.
I'm using the clips that you used, Nicole.
Yeah. Those are great.
They're the best. I love them. They can carry so much weight.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I feel like that's the only update as of right now. A lot of them are still in my sunroom because I just don't know what to do with them yet. Like, I want to put them mindfully around the house in places where they'll do well, but I just need to figure what that is. I need to figure out what that is first and, like, get acquainted with the house.
I was going to ask you, like, mm-hmm. how your sunroom is doing. Like, how cold? Do you have a thermometer in there? Like, yeah. How cold is it getting at night?
So, I have a heater in there now. My voice just cracked. I'm 13. And, yeah, so I have a heater in there now. But before I did that, it was getting down into, like, the 50s in the sunroom. And it's not even that cold here yet. Like, I've heard it gets mm-hmm. into the negatives.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty common.
It does not compute. It literally does not compute. I just want you guys to know, I do not understand how that happens. What world does it go that far below zero? It goes below zero.
It's your world now, babe. It's your world.
It's your world. It's my world. Okay, so let me, like, 2 second interim here, but like we had like 2 episodes of polar vortex here like 2 years in a row, right? Like, and it was like the past 2 years that it got down to like negative 12 or something like that. And I mean, that's one thing though, but the wind chill is a whole other thing. I mean, it could go to negative 50. So you're definitely not going to be able 50. To have your...
I am horrified. That is 100 degrees colder than Tucson. Is that right? It's That's cold. Right.
Yeah,
100 degrees colder.
I know. But, I mean, it is a different kind of temperature here. There's really no humidity in the winter, but it does feel different than... Like our summers feel so much different than Tucson, even falls, like, because of the humidity, you know?
Yeah.
But you're definitely not going to be able to keep your plants out there for sure, like, unless you get it insulated. Because the windows, like, just the amount of windows you have, mm-hmm. looking at that, I'm like, those are all going to freeze. Like, you're going to have frost and ice on your windows, and your plants are just going to be like, nope.
I am shook to the core. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So... I've been able to maintain it at, like, above 65 degrees, but that's
good.
With nighttime temps at, like, 30 or 40.
Okay.
I will let it get down to 55 degrees, but once it's getting colder than that with the heater, I'm going to move them out because, mm-hmm. you know, 55 degrees is probably, like, the lowest threshold that houseplants can handle, you know, typically. You might see some negative effects if they sit in that constantly, but that's the lowest they could go. Like limbo. How low can you
Bless
go?
You. Can
Bless
you, go?
You, Adam. Anyway,
no,
so.
No, that was a cough.
Oh, that but sounded just like a sneeze. Good job. So anyway, I'm going to see how long they can stay in there, but I'm just anticipating the winter ahead. We will see. But as far as placing the plants, listen to this. I found an interior designer on Instagram. Well, she found me and I followed her back because I was like, this is amazing. And she integrates plants into her home designs. Like, that's a big Ooh. Part of it, of her work. And I was like, hi, I'm Becca.
Hi.
I messaged her like a minute after she followed me. I'm like, I look so desperate, whatever. So we got to chatting, and I think she's going to come on my channel, but also she's going to help me with my house and
nice.
Designing and with the plants and everything. So it'll be really good.
Very That's cool. That's awesome.
I really enjoyed your video on your lifestyle channel about like designing with plants. That was really fun.
Oh, thank you.
Thank yeah, you I think much. It helps a lot of people to like visually see that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's difficult to show it in your own space because your own space is so unique. So in that video, I showed like right. a bunch of different spaces. Then that was really fun. I actually filmed that video a couple months ago and then my screen recording did not save. So I had to redo it. I was like, I cannot do this. I waited like 3 months and then I re-recorded it just now. Yeah. But anyway, that's the update on my plants. Yeah.
I'm excited to see like your porch and like how everything's set up, like especially in the springtime. Like once the weather starts to warm up, you're going to get so inspired mm-hmm. and like just totally make that room everything. It's going to be so cool.
Oh my gosh, I'm stoked. It'll be so yeah. good. And I'm excited to do like patio furniture. Like I kind of want to like build my own patio furniture. It'll be so good.
Ooh, for sure.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Patio Furniture.
Oh. 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 You want to know what Adam is the CEO of? Dad jokes. Like bad dad ones. Dad jokes. Bad.
He's wearing dad his dad jokes. Hat.
What is Nicole the CEO of? Fucking
the F word.
It was funny because I remember the first time Adam was like, oh, you cuss? And I'm like, oh, we don't know each other very well yet.
No, I was glad because then I mean, I like to throw in a few sentence enhancers now and then. And yeah, I just was like, I just never know people's comfort level on that. So yeah, my mom talked like a sailor my whole life. So like, I'm just adjusted to it.
So what am I the CEO of?
The F word.
And also you're the CEO of Welcome Back to My Channel.
Channel. Becca is the CEO of the hair flip.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. I do and have a hair flip bun. Down.
There's another messy bun.
Yeah, that's...
And the nipple and, lip color.
And duct tape.
Nicole is the CEO of not touching cactus, but loving them. I was laughing so hard. Your video, Nicole, where you were like, yeah, I like to use this stick so I never touch the cactus. I'm like, oh my gosh, Nicole, it's spineless. It's literally a spineless cactus, and she's like still using a stick. I'm like, come on.
Hey, there could be surprises.
Oh my gosh, it's just so funny. But you got that scale off. Let's hear your update. You got scale on your spineless Opuntia. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
A lot of scale.
Like, how does... Let me ask you guys a question, okay? How does one not notice that much scale on a single plant? Like, let's be real. And that happened really fast because I just moved my... I have, like, a low-lying teak bench that I have all my cactus on. And I moved it out of my office into my kitchen, like, just a couple months ago. And I bought that cactus... Probably that was like the last cactus I purchased back in maybe January or February, I think. I ordered it from a shop on Etsy. And it like happened so fast because I do look at my cactus and my plants pretty much every day. They're in the kitchen. Like I mm-hmm. see them all the time. And it was like on the edge of the teak bench. So it wasn't like it was buried because I have a lot, but it wasn't buried like amongst cactus. Like I have no excuse for this. But anyway... It was really bad. There was scale all over it. And at first glance, I was like, are these mealybugs? So I literally just sat there for like a good 5 minutes and stared at them. Like tried to get my best vision going and just waited for them to move, like blew on them a little bit. And I was like, no, nobody's moving. But then when you when you wipe it with a Q-tip and alcohol, mealybugs turn brown. And my mom's cactus got scale, hers were like established. Like it was like brown, hard scale. And this just, it was gross. She got it on her fairy castle cactus, which has all the crevices, all the spines. It was tragic. And this just wasn't like that. So I was very like, is this scale? But it definitely was, because they were starting to develop that hard shell on the outside. They were just white. I don't know. But I got it all off with no gloves on. And I filmed it. But yeah, my plants. So, confession, I've gone the past 2 years of being a plant mom, like full-time plant mom, with no grow lights. Like I had one of those, like old, not old school, but like one of those circular purple lights a long time ago, and I just couldn't do it because of the light just gave me a headache. So I've been saying that I was going to get grow lights for like 2 years, and I still haven't gotten them, but Adam just inspired me to get some, so they're in my cart. I'm gonna order them, and they're gonna go on my white IKEA shelves, because I feel like my plants really do struggle in the fall and winter months. Like they really do. Like I have leaf drop for sure. And like there's, I mean, no growth is fine, because most plants go dormant in the wintertime anyway. A lot of plants go dormant in the wintertime, but I just feel like they really do struggle. And I usually lose a few plants during the winter. So right now they're okay, but I just have a feeling like one day, like it's going to drop to below 30 and they're going to be like, what, where's my light? Like what's going on? And especially with how gloomy it is, you know?
Yeah.
So,
you know, I will say that those grow lights kind of serve dual purposes, because they have like aluminum or metal backing, which I have, you know, used 3M like double stick tape on the bottom of the glass shelves. But the backing gets warm. So it actually kind of like makes it like the shelf that it's under, it makes it like a heat mat. So like my IKEA shelves that I have all those in, if I like touch the glass or like the plants that are sitting on top of the shelf, they're like a little warm, which I was like, well, that's probably not a bad idea.
You know? No, definitely not. And I think it would really benefit my plants too. But I mean, so far so good. Like with, I have a lot of plants in LECA. I think I counted like over 70 plants in LECA. And I'm actually recording a video today, checking all the roots of them. And I haven't lost, like I'm on, my mom plants 11. Okay, so I'm not that far into it yet. But I haven't lost any. Like, there's no root rot on any of them. Like, they're all doing really, really well. So that's a good thing. And this is going to be my first winter with that many plants in LECA, because I think I... No, actually, this will be my first winter, because I think I started in March, my LECA journey. So it's going to be interesting to see the difference in, like, how they do in soil versus LECA.
Yeah. I've been seeing a lot of people convert back to soil from LECA. Have you guys seen that? I've been seeing it a lot.
I have. And people, I've gotten a few messages of people saying that they went back. And I don't know, what do you think the reasoning is to that, Adam? Do you think it's just because like they're outgrowing their pots or they're struggling? Like
I've heard some scuttlebutt about people saying that, you know, plants do really well for like a short term in LECA, but it might not be a long term solution. And I've struggled with that thought too, of like sometimes being worried, because a lot of my plants that I absolutely love are in LECA and they're growing so incredibly well. But Doug Chamberlain, who does a lot about Hoyas on, he has a YouTube channel, but Vermont Hoyas is where he's from, like that's what his name is. And he's done a couple update videos about plants in LECA or a hydro environment opposed to soil. And, you know, I think it works really well for some, especially like Hoya. It works very well for some Hoya, but some just don't like it. And I've noticed, like me personally, the ones that get like woody stems as they mature, they don't seem to love being in LECA. But you know, Lekka is more involved. I think it was like, it was this fad for a while that everyone was like, oh, you know, I have to, you know, Lekka, it's like this cool new thing. But like, when you get down to it, you gotta, you know, I was gonna do a video, I think I maybe talked about this, about the five myths mm-hmm. of Lekka, like my top myths, but like, yeah. You got to pH balance your water. You got to get your nutrients right. Like, there's a lot of stuff involved in it. And I just think that sometimes it's easier for someone not to care about that and to just put it back into soil and just have to water it instead of having to, like, do all that other balancey stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say that I feel like it could possibly be human error there. Like, people may just be getting lazy with it or... not just like getting tired of doing that and mixing the nutrient solution, but I haven't gotten tired of it. Like, I feel like it's pretty easy. So I don't know.
The thing that's been toughest for me with Lekka is as plants grow, just like supporting them in the Lekka. Cause you know, with soil, you could just stick a support pole in it and it's pretty sturdy, but Lekka doesn't hold it.
No.
As well.
You zip tie yours to your net pot, right?
I do. I zip tie some of the bamboo or the PVC pipe to
Yeah, the net it is. Pot. It's difficult, and that makes it harder for, like, you know, flushing your plant. And yeah, it is difficult. And I think that's why I like to keep my Hoya smaller, because all of my Hoya, except for like two, are in Lekka just because they love it so much. But they grow fast. When they do grow fast, they grow. And like, to put those poles in the pots, it's difficult. Also, that reminds me, can you send me a link to your hoop thingies that you have?
Yeah.
An affiliate link. Thank you. Oh, unless it's in your store. Is it in your store?
It's in my Pot It Like It's Hot group on my Amazon store.
Pot It Like It's Hot.
And it's the big ones that you use for your Hoya?
The circular ones I put in there, and then also I think the 4-foot hoops.
Have you seen people using those hoops as a headboard?
You know, I think I have seen very similar ones being made. Are you going to do that?
No. I want to do something else for a headboard, but I was just asking. Because I was looking for, like, really big ones to do it, because we have a king-size bed. And yeah. I don't, yeah.
The thing is, like, handcuffs don't really stay on those because they're so flexible. So, like, it's just not practical.
We have to mark this episode as explicit.
This is explicit and, like, filled with outtakes. Filled.
Handcuffs.
There's more outtakes in this than there is. You're it's like our collab videos.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. Have fun, Adam.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't edit that out.
I'm not going to. So yeah. What were we talking about? Oh, plant chat. So
yeah, so what about you? What about your plants? How are they doing?
You know, they're all doing quite well, it seems. I talked about that in one of our other episodes where I had the bout of thrips. Which was stressful. It still kind of is. And I found a bunch of spider mites. So I kind of treated all of the Hoya just because I did see a lot of spider mites on my Hoya. So we're getting over that. And I actually can see signs of new growth on some of the Hoya that I saw the mites on and that were growing really weird. And now they're pushing out a bunch of new growth. So that makes me hopeful.
Oh, good.
But yeah, all in all, it's pretty good. Like, moving to Arizona was a game changer for plants because, you know, even though we do have less daylight here, it's considerably more daylight than what both of you get, which surprises me, Nicole, that you've never had grow lights, given that you have your love of cactus and you actually keep them, like, really healthy.
I mean, I have lost some plants along the way, and I probably can attribute a lot of that to lack of light. Like, I think I could. So I'm not being the best plant parent I could be. I know I need to get lights, but yeah, it's kind of crazy. I mean, I keep them near windows. That's pretty much all I do, but I don't know.
Yeah. When I moved to Arizona, I then bought a light meter just to, like, see what the sitch was. So I was trying to just understand the lighting situation, and I was like walking around with this light meter, like judging all of my windows, like, you know, with their readings. But I think no matter what, like, as long as I have an open window here, like, it's going to be sufficient lighting. Because, you know, like, there were times when I realized that, like, when I walked into Becca's house and your bathroom had the one, you know, the one light in your, mm-hmm. your shower, and your bathroom plants were, like, treasure plants for me, too. And I'm sure they are for you as well. Mm-hmm. And they were all doing really well. And then I was like, mm-hmm. I think I'm stressing too much about light.
Yeah.
Because... I think I have sufficient light. So we did get some of those UV protectors on the front window because it's a south-facing window.
Oh.
But, you know, in the winter, I should probably take those off because that'll heat up the house.
Yes.
When yeah. the sun's coming in there. But in the summer, direct sun doesn't come through that window. So I was like, why the heck did I even get these things?
Because if they're too close to the window, they can burn, right? In Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, south windows definitely, and west sometimes, but usually south.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like where we are. I did get another overseas Hoya order, and they're basically all rehab type situation. So
disappointing.
That's what's going on with that. So I have a couple prop boxes started. I chopped my prized Hoya. Well, I always refer to it as my prized Hoya. I didn't think it was special. I got it because I loved it. And then when I saw it in person and from everyone's comments, it just seemed like it was like a Hoya everyone fell in love with, the Obavada Variegata Splash.
Yes. Splish splash.
And it is splish splash. It is gorgeous. I will admit that. But yeah, so I chopped that up and have some propagations starting. That's something I'm not very good at, is like constantly keeping propagations.
Mm-hmm.
Or even like knowing what I have in my collection. I've been meaning to start like a spreadsheet just to like mm-hmm. have something that if someone wants to do a trade down the line, or if I want to do a trade, I can just send like, this is what I have kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
But
you'll have to black out some plants because people will be like, I'll have a cutting of your elbow that is one leaf. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're like, thank you, $300. I was thinking of kind of chopping and propping and maybe selling some cuttings, but like now's not the season for it at all, unless it's local pickup, which I think would be better. Like if I just posted on like OfferUp or Facebook Marketplace, even though I despise Facebook.
Or in your general directory, Chicago.
Bam.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people in Chicago on there. There's a good chunk of us. Hmm. Yeah. It's my crew.
I've recently started like cutting things and offering them up like for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And it always just stresses me out because I don't, you know, a lot of these plants I've had for a long time. So what I'm cutting is not like, I don't want to say like I'm trying to recuperate a cost, because they're just plants that I've had in my collection and I kind of want to share them.
Yeah.
You know, when I feel like it.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying that as a mean way. It's just more of like I don't want people just like asking me for plants. Like if I decide I want to share a plant, you know, that's great. But I've been trying to do that more, but I'm always scared to like list a price because I don't want it to be seen as like too high. So I think I always err on the side of like too low. And I always ask, there's two of my good Instagram friends, I Hoard Plants and Plant Mom. We kind of have a group chat and they're Hoya heads, like the biggest Hoya heads. And so I always ask them like, what do you think about these prices? Because personally, I'm not on the Facebook purge groups.
Yeah, I'm not either.
And I don't even like that word purge. And I think it has connotations for, you know, eating disorders. And so...
Yeah.
I think that needs to be changed, but I just don't know what the prices are because I'm also not searching. I've never been one to like keep a wish list and like constantly search plants.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I see anything wrong with that, but so like I just don't even know where market prices like are with some of this stuff. So that's right. Where I get a little stressed with like plant sales.
Yeah.
You know, I posted a couple cuttings of some Hoya. A couple months ago, I was just chopping, propping, and I was like, let me see. And I sold them on OfferUp. I think I told you guys this. And I had like four different people reach out to me and say, you should be selling this for more money. But really? I was like, yeah. And basic ass Hoya too. Like, it wasn't anything special, like Publicalix or Shepherdii. But I was like, really? Like, it's an unrooted cutting. Like, some of these I just cut. And then I had people asking me, like, if I could just, like, if I had any more, or like, if the mother plant, if I could just cut it, and they didn't even want it rooted and they pay the same price. And I'm just like, what is going on? I mean, this is a totally different podcast topic, but it was kind of crazy. Like, I'm not trying to, if I paid a certain amount for a plant and like, yeah, you're growing it and you're taking the time to propagate it, but at the same time, it's like such a small cutting. I just feel like, I don't know, like there should be a cap on rates, in my opinion. Like, I'm not ordering them from overseas or anything. So this is like simple stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why I have like personal issues with things like auctions. Like, and I get it if the money's going to like a good cause or it's being donated. And then also there's the part of me that's like, well, it's not really my place to tell a business how to run their business, so I want to say that too. But I just think with auctions sometimes like people will get the thrill and they'll pay like way more than they would if they were just to find it in a store, you know what I mean? And that's like good for like raising money like for charities and things like that. But if you're just I don't know, I feel like plant auctions have become like a really big thing just for businesses to do, which is totally their prerogative. It's just that those plants are selling for way more than they would if they were just to mark them for sale. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard. It's like a hard balance.
I do.
It could be unhealthy for like someone just coming into the plant community and not knowing these things, you know?
Yeah. I don't think that this is everybody who ever does a plant auction, but to me, at first, when they started happening by like the big sellers, it felt like it was a litmus test to find out how much people are willing to pay. So then it was almost like market research to then raise prices. And I understand that there's a whole supply chain, and that supply chain, because of COVID and, you know, the popularity, has had some stressors. So I do know that like prices are going to increase just because demand's increasing. Like, it's just economics. But the auctions, when they started about a year ago, felt like it was kind of like that's why they were doing it. Some of the big sellers, but I don't know. That's just my own opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it would make sense.
I feel weird about auctions, so I don't know if I'd ever do one. And if I did, I'd be like capped out at this price. I don't know. But I was in I was in a group that had like, I was so confused by the way that it worked, but I was so pleased to be in this group because I thought that they had a cap on the price, but they had a reserve price, which meant the lowest that they would be willing to sell it for. And I remember like bidding on things and they'd be like, reserve has been met. And I was like, awesome. Like, no one can bid any higher. And like, I won. And then someone bid it higher. And I was like, wait, what's going on here? And then someone told me, like, they commented in a video and was like, no, that's the minimum that they would take. And I was like, awesome.
I don't understand that with auctions. Then why not start at that price? Why are you starting at like a dollar? Like, stupid. Just for the thrill of it? Like, I don't get it.
I don't know. To get people to... I don't know.
Oh, I have a question. Becca, have you set up your greenhouse yet? Or are you going to do your greenhouse?
So it's set up outside right now. And I'm kind of... Sorry, I just took a bite.
You're like, no, don't ask me a question.
Okay, it's set up outside right now. And I'm using it as just storage for extra pots and like... what is it? Insecticide and stuff like that. Just because I didn't want to put it inside the house. Like, I'm pretty sick of looking at it. It's so ugly and I'm over it. But it is helpful. It's just so ugly. So I want to either, like, move into the IKEA greenhouse cabinet situation or just not have one. Because the humidity is pretty high here. It's been, like, well, the lowest I've seen is 40%, which is pretty much the highest I saw in my old house. So.
Oh, yeah.
We're moving up.
Moving on up.
Yeah, there's been some days where inside of my sunroom it's been like 80% humidity. Like, it's probably 80% in there right now because it's sunny and warm. So I don't know if I'm going to need it. And if I do, I'll probably try to find something prettier. But I'm using it as a storage shelf right now because it's still a shelf. You know, it still works just fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you guys seen the... There's a hashtag or there's a page, IKEA Greenhouse Cabinet on Instagram. You guys follow it? Okay.
Yes.
I just discovered it. And I feel like you guys may have talked about this before, but I just discovered it and I'm obsessed with all these different ideas. And they're like feasible. Like IKEA's not expensive, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
But
sometimes you can get really lucky and find one in the as is section.
Oh,
ooh,
man.
That would be seriously nice. That would be really nice. I was going to say, you know, IKEA is sold out of a lot of things because even their suppliers were affected by COVID and all of that.
Right.
So, like, I was trying to buy some pieces that I wanted to, like, do an IKEA flip because I finally am able to do those things now with tools and whatever. And all the things that I wanted to use are sold out. And I was like, this is awesome.
Oh
man. Darn. Are you close to an IKEA or no?
There's one in St. Louis, like an hour and a half away. So I wouldn't say I'm like close, but it's closer than not.
That's how my IKEA used to be because I was in Bloomington and the closest one was up in Schaumburg. So
yeah.
Oh, like, that's the one you went to?
There's one in Schaumburg and one in
Bolingbrook.
Bolingbrook. Whichever one had three floors because one of them's smaller than the other one.
That's Schaumburg. That's the one I go to, but it's only 15 minutes for me.
Could you imagine if we like walked by each other at some point in our lives?
We probably did, Adam.
Oh my gosh.
You were probably that person that was flipping me off as I was driving because I was going too
probably
slow.
Probably. I remember that day now. Fucking vibes.
Oh my god, that's so funny. I think that the item that I want is in stock at that Schlomberg. Whatever you're saying.
Schaumburg.
Oh. Like at the Schlumbergera location.
That was a weird laugh on my part.
Wait, did you... Schaumburg? Okay, I think the item that I want is in stock there. And I was like, is it worth driving 6 hours? And then I was like, no.
Yes. You'd be 15 minutes away from me.
That's so lucky that you live 15 minutes away from IKEA. I hope you know that.
Yeah, and I'm not there very often because, well, in my defense, I don't need anything, but our entire house could be in an IKEA catalog. Like, every piece of furniture we own is from IKEA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Literally, like, I don't know. It's just so easy because we've moved so many times in the past, and IKEA furniture comes in pieces, and it's like the couches.
Yeah.
And it's just easy. It's easy to travel with. It's affordable, you know?
Yeah.
We have an IKEA couch as well, and I'm looking for a new cover for it, and the cover is almost as expensive as just buying a new couch. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so annoying. It's like $500, and I think the couch was... not that much. It wasn't mine. It was already, like, it was Daniel's.
Mm-hmm.
But I've just looked at getting a new couch in general, and it's like, you might as well. But I think I'm going to get a new cover for it. It's more sustainable.
Or you could just dye your cover.
That's true.
Oh, that's true. But it's, like, stained.
I know, but if you dye it, like, a darker color.
Maybe. Okay, if it's 100% cotton, yes. But I think it's polyester.
Oh. Mm.
I could try it. That's a good idea, Adam. It's worth a shot because I was just going to throw it away. So that's a good point. I could try to dye it.
We were looking for a cover too, and we found this company that makes specific like IKEA couch covers. But they are really good quality, but really like the leather ones look so cool.
Is it Comfort Works?
It's really, I think so.
That's what we're looking at.
I think
at.
So. Okay. Really expensive.
Really expensive. I wanted one that's like linen and it's like $900. I'm like, okay, no. Might as well just buy a new couch. Like, we went to the furniture store 2 days ago and we found this couch that we really love, but it's just way too big for the space, which makes me really sad because our living room is so little. It's like a little den, you know? Because it's an earth home, so it's so dark in there and it's small, so you can't have big furniture or else it'll just look so crowded. So
did you go to Ashley Furniture?
No, it was a competitor to Ashley.
Okay.
It's like a locally owned.
I haven't had good success with Ashley Furniture.
Really?
I mean, the couch I got from there just like it started pilling up really bad, like the whole couch.
Okay.
you know, and I just, I was like, well, that's kind of a cheap fabric kind of thing. But then I got a couch from Joybird, which has like beautiful mid-century modern furniture. It's pricey. It's a high price point, but it was a very, very well made couch. And I loved it. Well, because like... I'm 6'4", and it's really hard for me to find a couch where I can lay like fully flat. Yeah. And the one from Joybird, I could. And it was heaven.
Yeah, new couches. It's just so stressful.
Yeah.
It's so expensive to move and do all these things. Just don't do it. Save your money. Stay where you
Save
are.
Save it.
I do
want to circle. I always say circle back. When I'm editing these episodes, I'm like, I can tell the phrases I say all the time, which like, and circling back to, but
glasses.
Your humidity made me realize, like, when I moved here to Arizona, one thing I did want to talk about was this, like, I have felt like a shift in my collection of plants of like towards, well, it's towards Hoya, but it was starting to be towards Hoya, you know, before the Hoya craze, but not really. Like,
so
I
you're
mean, it's
that
kind of,
you liked Hoya first.
No, I knew as soon as I said that you were going to say that there were plenty of people who loved Hoya way before me, but Hoya just do so well. And I know that like some of them really do love humidity. But I was finding a lot of stress in my collection, my plant collection, and having to like have all of these things, like having to have a humidifier that I need to be cleaning and filling and in making things work that just weren't natural to the space I had. So I felt myself shift away from the plants that needed that to the plants that I could keep in my space without having to like add on a bunch of extra equipment. I do have grow lights in spots, but you know, in the winter here our humidity will get maybe to the 50s indoors, but like in the summer, like you're lucky to hit like 20, 30 if even.
Yeah, it's so dry.
So that's one thing, like as far as like a plant update, is I find myself sticking away from plants that I have to make special accommodations. But the IKEA greenhouse cabinet, I would love one of those and like put a couple of my precious ones in that situation.
You know, Becca, you can always like convert your greenhouse, that the ugly one, into like just leave it empty for like what's the word I'm looking for? Isolation, if you get like spider mites or something.
The hospital wing. Yeah.
The bubble.
Hospital
the bubble
wing.
Yeah.
The west wing.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea because it's high humidity, even though spider mites still loved to live in there.
Those little fuckers.
Oh, I will say, I haven't seen any spider mites or pests, knock on wood, very loudly. But I haven't seen
any
pests on my plants, which a bunch of people were warning me, like, hey, if there's ever a time for you to get a pest outbreak, it's right now. And of course, I haven't seen anything. Like, I really need to, like, fine-tooth comb, look through everything, but I have not seen any.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when your plants are stressed, it's when they're more susceptible to pests, right?
Yeah, and they were, like, all up in each other's chili, like, big time. Overlapping, like, so many leaves were touching. Like, as soon as I could get them not touching each other, I did. Because that stressed me out.
Yeah, when I moved from Illinois to Arizona, that's when I had a spider mite outbreak, because one plant I didn't know had it, and they were all just like piled in.
Whee! They were like the little pig in the car hanging out the window.
Yeah.
Whee, whee, whee!
They had a heyday. Oh my gosh. No, now I just have like real spiders, so maybe that's why I haven't had them, perhaps, because I know for a fact that there are a lot of spiders in my house. And it doesn't...
There's a lot of freaking spiders in the Midwest, period. Like, we have spiders all the time. And I find regular spider webs on my plants. That doesn't say a lot about my clean leaves. But anyway. And so maybe their spiders are eating your spider mites.
That's what I'm hoping. Every time I see a spider, I just leave it. Like, if it's in the sunroom, I'll just leave it. If it's in my bedroom, I'll probably move it. But, you know, I haven't seen them in my bedroom. But... in the sunroom, I've seen, like, I saw one today while I was filming. It was on my microphone, and I was like, all right. Sounds good.
Wilbur.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Aw.
Anyway.
You fell again.
I just keep falling.
Do we think that's...
That wraps it up.
a nice little plant chat for your Monday.
Yeah. I liked it.
If you feel so inclined, please leave us a review on your podcast listener that you are using. Reviews help us out tremendously. And yeah, they just spread the word that the podcast is decent and listenable.
We're decent.
Your ears don't bleed while you're listening.
Fucking vibes.
Oh my God. We're going to get a 3-star review just because of how many times we dropped the F-bomb in this video.
Yeah.
Sorry. We will mark it for explicit.
I apologize.
But anyway, yeah, thanks for listening, you guys. Hope you enjoyed.
Yeah. Oh, wait. What else are we supposed to do? Oh, follow our Potted Together Instagram. I need a script. You can find us on Instagram at Potted Together and also individually at NotDude. At My Clean Leaves and at De La Plants. So, yeah, that's all the plug-in. Plug, plug, plug. Right?
We're done plugging in. All right, let's unplug.
Literally. All right, guys. We're so happy you were here for today's episode, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. And also, Nicole and Becca, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. I hope you do too, Adam.
Thanks. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.